Hank Goldberg joins us on the Metro PCS Hotline. Every week during the season, Hank has been looking back at the 40th anniversary of the 1972 Perfect Dolphins with a different member of the team. This week, the Hammer spoke to the architect, the coach, Don Shula. It is an unbelievable conversation. It is worth your time, without a doubt. It's all up at Dolphins.com. You get to hear Hank and Coach Shula reminisce about that season. Here's a little bit of a taste of what you're going to hear. Here's the coach talking about making the decision to bring Bob Greasy back in after he'd been out with the injury during the AFC Championship game at Pittsburgh.
I was talking with Bob about when he was ready to play, and he told me that he said he told you that it wasn't up to you. It was up to Bob Lundy, the trainer.
and I said, why don't you just dress for the game and you know, stand out along the sideline and give that, you know, support to everybody else that was going to be playing. And he said, I'm not ready to play. And I said, well, why don't you just dress anyhow? So I got him to dress, and then during the game things weren't going well, so I sort of sided up to him and said, how do you feel? He said, I feel okay. I feel pretty good. I said, do you think you could go? And he looked at me, and he said, I'm not supposed to play. I said, but do you think you could go? He said, yeah, I could go in there and play a few plays. And the next thing you know, he was in there.
That was in the Pittsburgh game, of course.
Yeah, it helped, you know, bail us out. I've often said it's probably the toughest decision that I had to make, because Earl had done such a great job. But Bob was now, you know, ready to play. And Bob was my quarterback before I got Earl, and Bob was going to be my quarterback, you know, after Earl retired, because Earl had, you know, he was up there in age. So I called him in, and I said, listen, Earl, and I'm going to make a change. I'm going back to Bob. It looks like he's now ready. And Earl, you know, being the gentleman that he is and the professional that he was, he said, well, he said, I don't agree. He said, I want to play. I don't agree with your decision. Said, but I'll be ready if and when you need me. And, you know, that's all I could ask for, was that kind of attitude.
One of the great moments in the 1972 season, Bob Greasy's return from injury. Hank is with us now on the Metro PCS Hotline. As I said, the whole conversation is worth listening to, Hammer. But it's so amazing when you think about, obviously, the games that team won, and they did so much of it with Earl Morrill, and then that couldn't have been an easy decision for Don Shula to make in the championship game.
You know, Shula was always prepared. That was one thing about him. He was ready for every contingency. And I think that's why he had what they call the winning edge. You know, even the year they had a strike, the first year he was there, he had the four-day practices. And they were ahead of the game. And, you know, when he had the two quarterbacks, Woodley and Strock, and, you know, he was prepared for every contingency. That's why he had all those victories.
It was fun, too, hearing him tell the story of acquiring Earl Morrill the year before. He convinced Joe Robbie to spend a little bit more money, I think, than Robbie might have wanted to in that situation.
$100,000. In those days, that was a lot of money. And, you know, Robbie would be a little bit of a nitpicker when it came to, you know, how many pens and yellow pads they ordered up there. But when it came to something that made a difference in winning and losing, he was right there with the dollars.
Excellent. Hank Goldberg and Don Shula, the entire conversation is up at Dolphins.com. Can't encourage you enough to go listen to the entire thing. It's worth your time reliving one of the great moments in Dolphin history, or several of the great moments, I guess, in Dolphins history. Hammer, Dolphins in the Bills tonight, Thursday.
I hated going to Buffalo.
What's that?
I hated going to Buffalo.
Yeah, I don't think you're alone on that one.
I was just writing about it. You know, it was Rick Weaver loved, the old broadcaster I worked with, loved going up there because the Chamber of Commerce in Buffalo used to throw a cocktail party for us, and Rick became friendly with the head of the chamber. And we'd go up there, and you know, they'd throw, you know, this bash for us, and he had a great time. And then when we arrived at the stadium, we were greeted by a sea of middle fingers and, you know, snowballs. And, you know, the crowds there were really abusive.
Yeah, and at the same time, you were doing a lot of those games. I mean, the Bills didn't beat the Dolphins once in the 1970s.
No, and then it changed later on. You know, they became very difficult to beat up there. But in the 70s, I think the Dolphins won 20 straight times against the Bills.
Yeah, it's an NFL record, I think, 20 or 21 straight games against the Buffalo Bills. But you're saying the fans were what the fans were, win, lose, or draw.
Oh, yeah. They were really brutal. And you know, they would throw things that I can't mention on the air. at the buses when we would leave the stadium. And, you know, we had police escorts, and it didn't matter. You know, they'd rock the buses as we were getting ready to go, and they didn't like the Dolphins very much.
No, and they still don't. You talk to guys from the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, they'll all tell you the same exact stories about the Dolphins being up in Buffalo. As for the here and now, Hank Goldberg, what do you think about this game? Obviously, the Dolphins trying to bounce back from one of their worst performances, if not their worst performance of the season on Sunday.
A short week can go one of two ways. You know, you get that game out of your system. I guess, you know, former players can tell you better than I can. Or, you know, they can have trouble shaking it off. Tannehill had a bad game. We'll see how he bounces back from it. And, you know, going on the road after playing on Sunday and having to travel a couple of days later doesn't give you a lot of time to prepare. And they're going into cold weather. Although, you know, the 30s it's cold if you're sitting there in the stands and watching it or in a booth. But when you're playing, you know, you get your juices going and it's not that bad.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it's going to be that big of a deal. It's not going to be too windy, not going to be much precipitation, so the weather shouldn't be much of a factor. And, you know, they're professional athletes. They can handle those kinds of temperatures,
I'll tell you what, though, scares me a little bit is that they had a good day passing the ball last week against New England. And the Dolphins' secondary is thin right now. And, you know, teams that have been throwing a ball against them have been succeeding.
And Hammer, looking around the league, something else that scares teams around the AFC is definitely Peyton Manning and the Broncos. They're looking to take a firm grip on the division lead, and everybody remembers last time these two teams got together, meaning the Denver Broncos and the San Diego Chargers. Denver was facing that big halftime deficit, came back and rallied on the road 35-24 over San Diego. So what do you see in this game with Peyton Manning playing at such a high level?
Well, yeah, that was 24-0. San Diego was ahead at halftime and then came out in the second half. Phillip Rivers has stunk the joint out. And Phillip Rivers is not playing very well right now. He's thrown 12 interceptions. But I have a feeling that San Diego is going to do well this week. Denver is giving 8 points in the game. And San Diego, believe it or not, is the number one team in the conference against the run. So Denver is going to have to throw the ball to beat them again. And, you know, the rematch, San Diego plays well at Denver. They've won three straight there. Of course, Manning wasn't there in the last three. But I think this is going to be a close game, and I think that Rivers could pull one out. And I'm looking for an upset here.
Hank, you got a great game on Sunday night with the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Baltimore Ravens. Everybody knows all the injuries that Pittsburgh has sustained, especially with Ben Roethlisberger. And they also have Rashad Mendenhall actually coming back for that game. But, you know, Joe Flacco has been up and down, but it seems like when these two teams play, you can forget about the records. It's all about, you know, who's going to be more physical up front and who's going to outplay who.
You know, last year, Baltimore swept, and Pittsburgh's not forgetting that. And Flacco has not been that great on the road this year. He only has thrown three touchdowns, and he's been intercepted four times. And Baltimore is not at full strength either, you know, without Lewis and without Webb, their cornerback. And, you know, Pittsburgh, prior to the Kansas City game, ran for 167, 140, and 158 yards in their prior three games. And getting Mendenhall back, Dwyer and Redmond have been running the ball very well. And Leftwich now has a few days to prepare to go in as a starter, and he's got a pretty decent arm. And, you know, Baltimore is favored on the road at Pittsburgh. I think Pittsburgh is going to come out, and, you know, they're a tough team to run against. And Baltimore's run defense right now gives up 132 yards per game on the ground. And I think this is the kind of the game that Pittsburgh will go out and play a tough physical game, and I think they match up well against Baltimore in this one. I like Pittsburgh to win it.
A lot of interesting quarterback situations this week, obviously, there with Roethlisberger, Alex Smith in San Francisco, Michael Vick in Philadelphia,
yeah.
Jay Cutler in Chicago. Really turns a lot of things upside down this weekend, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. And you know what happened with Jim Harbaugh?
Yeah.
He had a rapid heartbeat and had to go in the hospital today. He's not available for the next couple of games. And I saw the insider on ESPN reporting about it and questioning how long he's going to be in there. I had that 10 years ago, and it's just what they call atrial fibrillation. It's not a serious thing, and it's easily fixed, and that you can fix that with medication, actually, or they give you what they call an ablation, which slows down the heart rate. And it's it can be done as an outpatient procedure, so he should be back in a couple of days.
All right. Well, certainly wish him the best. Scary situation, though, anytime you hear something with the heart, and that's what Jim Harbaugh is going through out there in San Francisco. Hank Goldberg's conversation with Don Shula is up at Dolphins.com. It's a must-listen for all
you
Dolphins fans.
By the way, Don is he really sounded sharp. And
yeah.
We went for 20 minutes. I really urge you to hear that one.
Yeah, it's excellent. It really, really is. Hank, appreciate it. Enjoy the game tonight.
I will. Thanks. Mm-hmm.